A new government at 10 Downing Street. The Foreign Secretary gets set to argue in support of Caribbean bananas. Helms Burton and Hurricane Lily blamed for the drop in Cuba's vital sugar crop. And the European Court of Human Rights rules on a Catitian AIDS victim fighting deportation in Britain. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A day after the British general election, politicians and the public are still digesting the implications of the results. Labour have swept into office with the biggest majority they've ever had. The Conservatives are taking stock of a shattering defeat which left them temporarily leaderless and split over Europe. The BBC's Jim Fish looks back from Westminster on the day's events.
The landslide which swept Labour into office carried Tony Blair through the gates of Downing Street and onto the doorstep of Number 10. Amidst a sea of euphoric supporters and a host of handshakes, the new Prime Minister promised a practical government in pursuit of noble ideas. There were transatlantic echoes of both Kennedy and Clinton in the performance and in the slick campaign Labour fought. Earlier, John Major took his leave of office and of his party, acknowledging a defeat the scale of which the Conservatives have not suffered this century. Swept out of Scotland and Wales entirely, the Conservatives lost seven senior government ministers, including the Foreign and Defence Secretaries. After 18 years in power, the Conservatives are now little more than two splinters, one unsure over closer integration with the European Union and the single currency, the other fervently opposed.